passion, drive, and patience. What brings home the winning trophy is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. From superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more, whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to turn your car into the MVP and bring home that win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
WrestleMania this year, 2 weeks from Sunday, April 5th, will not be taking place in Tampa, Florida at Raymond James Stadium. Instead, it will emanate live here from WWE's training facility, the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, Florida.
They say anything can happen in the WWE, and the show, the grandest show of all, must go on, and it will go on right here.
On Monday, WWE issued a statement with the unprecedented move that WrestleMania would be moving locations from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa to the WWE Performance Center in Orlando. The decision to go ahead with the event and their regular weekly programming follows a warning by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to avoid public gatherings of more than 50 people, while the President of the United States, Donald Trump, has recommended no gatherings of more than 10 people. So, how safe are these shows for the performers and those present at the Performance Center? We asked Dr. Alex Patel his assessment of what level of risk is being assumed, and he tells Post Wrestling that, quote, it's less risky for sure, and they are screening, I believe, for symptoms and fever, which he notes is only present 48% of the time initially. He goes on to say, we have some emerging data that we may be underestimating the risk of asymptomatic spread. We know it's not the bulk of spread, but it's not zero, and possibly higher than we thought. I would think it's low to medium risk right now, not factoring in the travel, which would raise it to a medium risk, I would think. End quote. Dr. Patel also spoke with two infectious disease doctors in Canada. The first was quoted as saying, social distancing means exactly that. Stay apart. Italy has told people to stay 2 meters away from each other as guidance. Even without a crowd, this would bring a people together, and some would be in direct contact with each other. I would avoid. The second doctor. It's lower risk, but not zero risk. And yeah, they're in close contact, just to avoid the potential for infection, and that this is a non-essential thing, probably better to just stop. End quote. This decision by WWE came days after the urging of the Hillsborough County Commissioner for the company to cancel its showcase event.
I'm hoping that Vince McMahon and WrestleMania and WWE make that call themselves. But a week from now, if they have not done that and we continue the situation we're in, we will probably have to pull the plug on that.
The ripple effect was instantaneous as related events in Tampa fell apart, leaving independent wrestlers and promoters without their biggest week on the calendar. But the biggest fallout involves High Spots, the promoters behind the annual WrestleCon convention. Promoter Michael Bocchicchio provided a sobering update several days prior about the state of the company if the bottom were to fall out.
You know, there's certainly smaller players than us, but literally if I had to pay the hotel fee that I would have to pay if this thing goes to zero, which is looks like where we're headed, right? I mean,
right.
I don't see anybody that's having large gatherings at this point.
Right.
That would bankrupt WrestleCon as well as probably bankrupt High Spots.
High Spots alerted their fan base to the update they received from the WrestleCon host hotel, the Marriott Tampa West Shore, with the hotel disagreeing with High Spots' assertion when seeking to recoup their sunk fees. In a statement delivered to High Spots, the chain was quoted as saying, it is neither illegal nor impossible for WrestleCon 2020 to occur as previously agreed, and went on to add that since our hotel is prepared to perform as agreed, your client's cancellation will cause damages to the hotel, and requested 80% of the total revenue be paid to the hotel chain. That adds up to a bill of over $114,000 for High Spots. A wide range of support for High Spots was displayed online, including tweets from Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens, among many other wrestling personalities, vowing to take their future business elsewhere from the Marriott chain. It is not only high spots that has been put off by the hotel's response. WrestleCon attendee Nick Mahmood attempted to receive a full refund, and in their response to Nick, the hotel's director of sales and marketing informed him that a one-night room and tax deposit would not be refunded due to the fact that he agreed to a non-refundable deposit when the reservation was made after February 1st. And
now they're saying there should be no more than 10 in a room, and that's impossible. We can't do it, and we've complied with everything that the government and that these doctors have said to do, and, you know, we have no choice now but to postpone these fights.
After days of being adamant they would continue with their scheduled fight cards, the UFC has indefinitely postponed its next three events, including this Saturday's card. While speaking to ESPN, UFC president Dana White stated he had secured a venue in Shawnee, Oklahoma, on native land, but their plans fell through once President Trump recommended against gatherings of more than 10 people. They have also called off their shows for March 28th and April 11th, while White said the company will press forward with their UFC 249 event that is currently scheduled for April 18th, headlined by Khabib Nurmagomedov and Tony Ferguson.
This fight's going to happen. No crowd. Whatever it takes, probably not even going to be in the United States, but this fight's going to happen.
For the latest, go to postwrestling.com.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.